Before we get the show started today, lads, we've got a very special treat for you all. A dear friend of the pod, Dan Lever, has recorded the preliminary version of the Tripod Wrap. Take it away.
Maybe this beat's better. Yo, yeah, the Tripod app, shit, years in the making. They're raising the stakes, straight bringing home the bacon. It's free to take, mate, so why are you waiting? Grab a slice of the cake, check your notifications, it's brazen. The pod's making it rain, son, they paved the way for my long stay vacation. Giveaways during the games, it's amazing. 100 to 1 shots, my favourite flavour. If you're cash poor, then hit the app store. Got the stats and all the tippers with the max score. And if you needed more, then hit the leaderboard. And you can read the scores and see who is unbeatable. You can filter your sports, your races at long last. So tell all your mates, don't delay and get on task. Grab the app today and don't fade the podcast by Alex and Jacob, a case if you cross paths. Yep.
Okay, we are live. G'day guys, my name's Alex from the Tripod, and as you know, every Wednesday night we break down every game of the NRL round from a punting perspective. Last week we had a really good round going, 36 winners, 19 losers. For the $100 better, you know, if you're chucking $100 on each of those bets, you're up over $1,500. First things first, I guess, make sure you download our new Tripod app. Just search Tripod in the App Store or Google Play. That's T-R-Y-P-O-D. That way you'll get all of our best content as well. We have got over $3,000 in bonus bets to give away just in the month of May. So that's 3K in bonus bets just in May to give away. So make sure you download the app. That won't cost you anything to enter those comps. It's totally free. Like our page, it's called Punters Pod on Facebook. And yeah, if you for some fucking reason have a Microsoft phone and can't download the app, you can still find our bets on tripodbetting.com and on Instagram and Twitter at tripod_betting. Jacob, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, mate. People might not realise that it was like two separate builds to build it for Android and to build it for Apple. And then, there are people out there that are left out that don't have either of those platforms. Who knew? But people should feel thankful if they do, and they should get the Tripod app. And people have definitely been loving it so far. And there's been plenty of winners. And thanks to everyone who's tuned in, especially if you're watching us live or listening. I know it might not be the best show to listen to because we try and do it live, but you know, anything can happen, but we do our best, and you know, the results speak for themselves. But also, we're watching every game, we're reading the information, we're scouring the markets, so it's definitely worthwhile to listen or watch live because you're getting prices on best bets that aren't there tomorrow, and hopefully learning a bit extra because we're coming at these games from a different angle to your normal kind of rugby league preview shows.
Yeah, definitely. And like you said, if you're listening live, good on you, because dead set, I mean, I'd say that well over half of the best bets that we gave out on last week's pod weren't there come game time, let alone the next day. And obviously, you can still listen to us, you know, on Apple Podcasts and on Stitcher and all those Android apps. But, you know, if you are listening at that later time, we only upload it tomorrow, then, you know, half of those lines will be gone. So, but yeah, I really loved last week's slate. And I think it shows because obviously we went 36 and 19. I don't love this slate as much, I'll be perfectly honest with you. What about yourself? You found some value today, mate?
I have found some gems. There are some plays I like, but it is a tough round in certain games. It is hard to get a read on some teams. You're just trying to guess their mentality at this point in the season because we're into round 10. There's some teams maybe already know that their finals hopes are all but already kind of in tatters. And how well are they going to perform this week? That's going to be a big question mark. But we can get into that. On Thursday night, there's two teams that definitely believe they'll be playing free in September.
Yeah, absolutely. On Thursday night, we've got the Tigers hosting the Cows. The Tigers are 2-point underdogs now and 38.5 the total. And obviously, we already gave that an early best bet, a few days ago, last week, of the Cowboys just to win. That was at $1.90. So if you're in our app, you got that notification straight away. And you like that bet right now. I'm going to roll with one other bet, and I think you might like it. I've only got the one for this one. Tigers, team total under 18.5. That's $1.80 on you bet. That's under 18 on most places. So that's all I've got for this one. I do like the Cows, however.
Yeah, and like, I'm not rushing out with the current line of 2. If you didn't get our early play of Cowboys straight up, I would suggest grabbing Cowboys -1.5 on William Hill, because as you said, it's a It's a consensus two. And the Cowboys are the right side in this one. It's funny because we've, you know, people will say we've disrespected the Tigers, but we have cashed winning tickets going against the Tigers the last 3 weeks. So we're not going to apologise for that. But, you know, getting Russell Packer back, this is arguably the strongest 17 the Tigers actually putting on the field this season. And they're going to be up for this one for sure. But at the end of the day, you know, we still think the Cowboys are a level above. I have question marks over the front row of the Cowboys. You lost McLean. You lost Asiata. Nobody's mentioned that. You got Bolton with this kind of distraction hanging over his head. But having said all that, this Cowboys team should still be too good. And you gave out a couple of plays. I love under 18 and a half for the Tigers. It doesn't even matter. Sometimes they win and they don't get over their team total. So that's a beautiful, and that's on you, Bet. And why don't we also take the Cowboys to win the first half head-to-head in a two-way market, $1.82 on Sportsbet. And if you agree as well, we can take them to win the second half in a two-way market, $1.88 on Crown. The beauty of this is if they don't win, but it's a tie in that half, you get your money back. So you've got like the slight favourite. They're more likely to win than they are to lose. So that's a good position to be in. So that would bring us to four best bets on that game. Should be good, but you've got to back the Cowboys here. That they need to keep winning and climb back into the eight.
Yeah, I do like those two bets. And you pretty much said it all. But yeah, for me, it's just two teams that are trending in opposite directions here. I think that the Tigers, like we said, for the first quarter of the season, were a bit overrated, and they did have a lot of close wins. Like we said, their completion rate was too high. It was unsustainable, and we saw that come back down to earth last week. And the Cowboys are trending upwards. You talk about your season turning around. That game against the Panthers last week, where the Panthers were coming home with a wet sail and the Tigers' defense held strong at the end and they got the win, that is a season-defining moment for them, I think. I think they'll continue to roll on through, and I do think that the Cows make the eight. But yeah, like you said, the Tigers will be up for this one, but the talent discrepancy is too much for me. And public perception as well. I think I know that, you know, the public's been pretty high on the Tigers. Although they got belted against the Warriors last week, I still do think that the public's a little bit low on the Cows. I mean, they only have, what, 3 wins now. So, plus the fact of travel to New Zealand and that kind of thing. So, yeah, Cows are definitely the side in this one. Then next up, we've got the Knights hosting the Panthers. The Knights are 2.5-point underdogs and 40.5 the total. At first glance, I've got no best bets. This is a tough one for me.
And neither do I. And we spoke about this earlier today. We went through our power ratings, which we rank all 16 teams every week in order of how good we think they are for this upcoming round. So we're not giving out brownie points for how well you've played. We want to know what you're going to do for me this week so we can make money off that. And we agreed that I think we've had to downgrade both teams because I keep losing key players for the Knights, you know, losing Bura, losing Jacob Saifidi, sweet first name, but he is an important front rower for them. And for the Panthers, the injury list just continues to grow. Merrin may play with his broken / dislocated finger. You can tell the little funny story about how he posted on Instagram to try and get back some respect from the fans, but losing Moses Leota, he's not a guy that you would say we're going to change the line because of Moses Leota, but when you keep losing troops, it adds up. I don't really want to bet on either of these sides, and if I had to set the line, I probably would have it somewhere between 2 and 4. Understand Panthers are the superior team, but it's in the Hunter. And so I don't even really have a team that I want to play. I would bet against both these teams if they weren't playing each other. So maybe the winner is going to look like more highly inflated than they should be, and we can bet against the winner next week. You always got to think one step ahead sometimes in the NRL, lads.
Yeah, definitely, mate. I guess the funny story. I mean, it says he dislocates his finger, right? And he thinks he's going to gain some sympathy by posting it online. And it's like a tiny cut in his fucking finger and there's a bit of blood dripped on down onto his hand. Doesn't look bad at all. So he says, oh, this is why I'm out. You know, look how brutal this shit is. And like, I swear half the comments were like, you fucking pussy. I would have played with that. Like, that is unacceptable and shit. And he just got railed for it. So the total opposite effect. But yeah, I'm with you. I don't really love a side here either. I know the Knights have a good home ground advantage. Although the Panthers are probably the superior team, they are much more talented. But like you said, these are two teams that you kind of want to go against because the Panthers have been slowly losing people and people haven't caught up to it because they've still been winning except for last week and they only just lost last week. And the Knights, fuck me, do I really want to bet on a team with Brock Lamb in the halves? I don't know. That's a very skinny skinny team now, and they're, you know, in that bottom two teams in the comp at the moment. So I would be happy to watch this one on the sidelines, although it is one of those games where it's like you would probably prefer to have some money on it, because it will be a pretty ugly game. Then next up, we've got the Doggies hosting the Eels. The Dogs are plus 1.5 points and 36.5 is the total. At first glance, I don't love it. Maybe if I dig a little bit deeper, you can convince me. But at first glance, I'm probably leaning to the Dogs, but I don't have any best bets at this stage.
I was thinking, tell me that you love the Dogs. I think we have to take them in this one. I think, you know, we can argue that maybe Parramatta are the slightly better side, but Parramatta have key players out, and we've spoken the last few weeks, you know, you lose a guy like Jared Hayne, you don't blink because he's never really done well for them. But there's other blokes that are out, Timmy Manor with the fractured eye socket, losing Pritchard, you know, your number nine. These are key injuries that for these guys haven't played well all year, so people don't think it hurts, but it does add up. And the Eels, that they did the right thing by us last week for sure, coming in the back door with three late tries. But, you know, if Valentine Holmes doesn't get ruled obstruction, they lose that game by 20-plus points. You kind of have the opposite effect with the Dogs. They lost last week when they really did more than enough to win that game. And we spoke about that on our Sunday recap show, that the Bulldogs put up a really good effort at Suncorp and a lot of things went against them. And, you know, my only question is, are the Dogs deflated by that loss? They did everything they could to win and they still lost. But I think with 8 days to go to recover, it's round 10. It's far too early to give up on your season. And if I'm worried the Dogs might be deflated, I'd be equally worried the Eels are deflated because they came all the way back and didn't win. So I'm definitely on the Dogs in this one. And I'll run some best bets by you because I have found some absolute gems. Can get Parramatta under 18.5. Kind of similar to Tigers. I mean, even though they're a slight favourite, there's a low total on that one. That's $1.90 on Willie. And I'm seeing that juiced to the under everywhere else. 18 being a very key number for team totals. Yep. Dogs plus half a point in the first... Dogs plus one in the first half and in the second half. That's on Crown. We love to take a slight underdog.
Plus gotta do it.
If they win the half, you're sweet. And if they even tie the half, you're going to win. So that's $1.90. Take them in the first and second halves on Crown. Dogs leading halftime or full-time is $1.83 on Sportsbet. This team is $1.97 to win the match in some places. You get two bites of the cherry because you only need to be winning at halftime or full-time. So that's a beauty. And Dogs plus half a try, which is also awesome for a game that could close Pick'em, is $1.80 on 365. It seems from your expression that you like all those plays, so let's make them all early bets.
I think you got to do it, and you have convinced me. And my only concern was that both teams may have been in a bit of a letdown spot or a bit of a sort of off demoralising losses, you know. But like you said, the Dogs have a bit more time to recover from that. And I do kind of think that the Eels one was probably worse, missing that conversion at the end. And you saw, you know, Moses' face. He was devastated. And that might just be the look of like, fuck, we had to win that one now. Our season's over. But yeah, like you said, Tim Manor hasn't been that good in recent years, but he's actually been one of their better players, you know, throughout the season. And Doggies, you know, they always do put in. You can give them that. And they are a very good first half team. They just need to hold the lead. So I like all those ones, you know, like winning plus one at half time, you know, winning at half time or full time, because you know they do come out strong. They just need to learn how to close out a game. Next up, possibly the match of the round, we've got the Warriors minus two against the Roosters in New Zealand, 35.5 the total. It's one of those ones we have to take the Roosters, I think. I've got two bets that I do like. I think we have to grab the only 2.5 out on the board. That's on Ladbrokes. That's $1.92. And then also Roosters winning at halftime or full-time. That's on Sportsbet, $1.83.
Yep, I saw that one as well. I'll just write down plus 2.5 for the summary. On Ladbrokes, $1.92.
Yeah, and it's the only one out there. I think we have to take it.
Yeah, so we saw these two teams play a few weeks ago. It was in Sydney, and we actually took the Warriors when we were getting, I think, over 10 points in that game. Then Sean Johnson gets ruled out. We didn't really like our chances, but the Warriors won with Mason Lino, won by, 24 points or something. So now you move that game from Sydney to Auckland, so I guess the Warriors will win by 30, right? But unfortunately, that's not how it works in footy, and it's not how punting works. And I don't expect this rematch to resemble that first game at all. I think the Roosters put up their worst performance of the season, and I think they're definitely not going to be taking the Warriors lightly. I love the fact that the Roosters snuck home against Manly. They know that they're far from a finished product. They need to keep improving, but at the same time, they kind of at least can take some confidence from holding on against a Manly side there. And I love the fact that they got smashed by a Warriors team with no Sean Johnson last time. It's not going to happen again. I really believe the Roosters win this game. You said Roosters plus 2.5 on Ladbrokes. Winning at halftime or full time, so the same play we had for the Dogs, $1.83 on Sportsbet. Love both of those. We can also get the Roosters plus half a try on 365
yep.
at $1.85 as well. And we can also get them plus one in both halves at $1.95, which is quite juicy. That's first up and second half, Roosters plus one. And we love doing that. And, you know, it's tried and tested and it's been winning us money. So we will take that, the Roosters in both halves as well.
Yep.
And they're full strength. As for the Warriors, you know, if you're betting on them, you're saying, oh, Leno can replace Sean Johnson. But, you know, there's a question mark over Isaac Luke's shoulder. There's got to be question marks over Adam Blair as well. And it's just about time for this Roosters team to make a statement this season. I think it's this week.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I do like, you know, especially those first halves and second halves. You like taking those ones, especially when you can grab the hook. So if it is a tie at half, if it is a tie in either half, you do win. Because, you might have noticed the total seems very low. It's going to be pissing down rain the whole time, which does lead us to a lower scoring, closer game. You do always like catching points in a game like that. And you know, to be honest, in a wet game, I do kind of trust, as crazy as it sounds, is I do trust the Roosters halves a little bit more. I mean, Mason Lino has played 2 out of 3 very good games. I guess the one against the Storm where they got obliterated, you can't really count that one. But everyone does think, they just say he's as fucking good as Sean Johnson. He's not. So we gave them a pretty hefty downgrade for missing Sean Johnson. You also have to remember, yeah, Adam Blair got injured last week, and so did Isaac Luke, dislocated his shoulder last week, and they're both named, but I thoroughly doubt they're both going to be 100%. Yeah, like you said, you know, you've got the Warriors coming off a really big win against the Tigers, who I think the public has overrated, you know, but we're pretty much down on. So that's another reason that you're getting a bit of extra value, plus the fact that Manly scored that late try to bring it from 8-2. That's another reason. So, yeah, I just think that the Roosters, they've got to turn it on at some point. I know people have been belittling us for ages for taking the Roosters and haven't put it together. But this is the one game where I think that they are superior and that we'll get the win here as Dolphins.
And you reminded me of a point that I think would be a really good one as well in wet conditions. I mean, the Warriors, I believe, lead the competition in most offloads. So if it's wet, that's not going to be the helpful factor for them at all. The Roosters, on the other hand, we've been crying every game. Why don't you offload the fucking ball? You're playing so conservatively when you've got so many playmakers, but that will play into their hands if we get wet conditions. That doesn't scare me off. As you said, it's even better when you're catching a point here and there in low-scoring conditions. They're worth even more.
Yeah, definitely, because I'd rather have Kronk steering us around in wet conditions than Mason Lino. And if it's a completely dry track, you're right, it does favour teams that throw it around a bit more, like the Warriors.
And comments as well. Can I get that comment back? Wetter than Swedish women's volleyball team gangbang from all reports in Auckland this weekend.
Interesting.
So that's good to know. That's come straight from, you know, from a reliable source, I'm sure.
And that's raining for 4 days straight, and he's still right.
And Swedish.
Woo! All right, next up, doubleheader at Suncorp. We got the Storm. Well, technically hosting the Titans, but like I said, it is at Suncorp. They're 14.5-point favourites and 47.5 the total. I haven't seen a total that high this season. Line's a bit too high for me to touch this one at this stage. I'm leaving it for now.
Yeah, you have to be wary of these neutral venue games where on paper, and I got caught out by this, you know, in the next game, I see, whoa, Manly's getting a few too many points hosting the Broncos, and then you reminded me it's Suncorp. This one, it shows on paper that the Storm are hosting, but it's at Suncorp as well. And I'm not going to give advantage to the Gold Coast, but I'm going to say that would be like a neutral venue because the Storm have plenty of fans in Brisbane, you know, with a lot of their key guys representing the Maroons. But look, the Storm are going to destroy the Titans this week. The Bryce Cartwright at number 6 experiment is over. Who knew that that wasn't going to work? Sorry, Garth Brennan. Unlike in that one, we've got a guy who, like, you know, watch
every minute. We've been saying it for 18 months.
Yep, and so we've got a bloke in there now who I've never heard of. I'm going to assume he's better than Bryce Cartwright, but I'm still not assuming he's going to do well. You talk about lamb to the slaughter when you put a bloke in that we've literally never heard of, who has to debut against the Melbourne Storm team. That's off like a 20-point loss. They are mincemeat this week, but it is an extremely high line at 14.5. We'll think about whether we would actually lay that many points. And yeah, not only that, you've got Connie's been dropped, but I mean, Copley comes back in, so you can call that a wash. But to lose Jai Arrow, one of the absolute form forwards of the comp, I hope that he's back for Origin time. He has played his heart out every week for the Titans, and he's been one of their best every week. You lose them as well, and that's why the Storm are going to roll them. And I'm just looking at the Storm, you know, paying $1.18 or whatever. That's a lock. So you can definitely make money with that one, just working it into multis and things like that. Yeah, so it's hard. When you like the team that everybody knows is going to win, it is that little bit harder to find value. So whether we can find much value remains to be seen. But yeah, the Storm will be far too good in this one.
Yeah, I totally agree. The Storm will win. And if I had to play a side, I probably would lay the points with the Storm, as crazy as that sounds. It is just a bad, bad time to have a complete reshuffle for the Titans, you know, going into a packed stadium at Suncorp and playing a Storm team that will most likely be fucking pissed off that they got embarrassed against the Dragons last week. My one concern, I would say, is this a tiny letdown spot for the Storm? I know they should be motivated after getting pumped by the Dragons. It was an embarrassment, but they would have been fully up for that game, playing the ladder leaders, and then they got pumped. And now you kind of have to turn around and play the Titans. I'm just worried they might come out a little bit slow. That's my only hesitation. And, of course, the line being 14.5. And I don't think we've ever laid 14.5 points in an NRL game before.
And if you're trying to play devil's advocate, you can say, look, Smith didn't look right last week. Slater didn't look right. And you can say they were up last week, but they dropped. But, you know, if you watch the Storm play on Sunday, they weren't up for it. They really were disappointing.
No.
And I'll tell you one other reason why they won't look past the Titans. Let's look back to last season. This Storm team had one of the best seasons in my memory. I don't think a team played a better year of footy than the Melbourne did last year. They were dead set unbeatable. They lost, I think, 3 or 4 regular season games last year. They lost 3 or 4 games all season. A couple during Origin where half their team was out. Like, they lost a game to the Roosters where they rested every rep player and they lost in Golden Point. The only game they lost last year at full strength was it a final score of 38-36 to the Titans? It was absolute, like, mind-blowing, like, the most strange score that, like, you know, in 100 years, scientists will look back and they will not be able to explain how that happened. But the Storm, that was it at Suncorp Stadium. They're not going to lose to the Titans at Suncorp again. So there's revenge factor as well.
That is a fair call. So then to round off the doubleheader at Suncorp, we got Manly +6 against the Broncos and 43.5 the total. And yeah, I'm on the fence with this one. I can find of reasons to bet against both teams, unfortunately. So at this point, I need to do a little bit more digging.
Do you have a laptop in front of you or no?
No, I don't. Yeah. It's,
I actually was meant to get this ready to go and I was going to read it.
Mate, I can barely fucking keep the stream alive, let alone have a laptop running next to me. It'd be
fucking fair enough. Maybe this would bore people anyway, but I was going to read people Manly's next 10 games. It's absolute murder. They've dead set. They're like at Canberra. They got the Storm. They got Cowboys. They got Panthers. They've got to go to New Zealand. They're in so much trouble. They got Roosters a couple times. Or they got Roosters again, I think. Like, I really don't know if Manly can't win on the weekend. I don't know if they're going to win in the next two in the month of May or June. It's that grim for them. And that makes me think that you have to go into this game with a chance and say, fuck, if we don't win this one, it's going to be so ugly, really. And they've just maybe got enough 17 players that can get it done against Brisbane. They did hang tough against the Roosters. You've got to give them some credit for that. They could have lost that game by 30 or 40 if they didn't show up. It does show that Barrett has the troops at least trying their best, and you never know if Cherry kicks an easy conversion, that score, you know, could have been different. Maybe we go into extra time. So in this one, again, the Broncos are kind of off a phony win against the Bulldogs. They didn't deserve to win that game, but they did win it. And, you know, people haven't noticed the fact that there's no Josh Maguire and there's no Matt Gillette in this team because they've won a couple of games. My concern, of course, is that it's not at Manly, it's in Brisbane. So you're getting home team advantage to the away side. And also Brisbane gets like a nice 9-day turnaround to prepare for this one. I do expect they prepare well. But certainly the only way I can look in this one is to Daly Cher Evans and his boys.
Yeah, fuck, I feel bad for Cherry. Like, I know, you just saw the anguish on his face when they lost that game. He, after, you know, they threw up the bomb and they couldn't get it. He just looks like a broken man, or he did at least after the final whistle. But yeah, fuck me, to miss that kick in front, mate, it is completely your fault that you were down 2 points at the end of regulation. But anyway, yes, I do think, like you said, this is a home run game for Manly. They need this. They should be absolutely desperate. My one concern is that they were absolutely desperate last week. They put in a full effort and they came up so short. Is that a bit of a demoralising loss? I mean, when you're kind of, you know, when you're getting towards the bottom of the ladder and every win counts, is that, you know, one of those ones where you turn around and say, fuck, we gave it our all and we've got a short turnaround now, or a shorter, much shorter turnaround than the Bronx, and kind of lay down? Whereas I know it'll be a packed stadium at Suncorp, you know, for that doubleheader. It'll be rocking. The crowd will be fucking, you know, they will make sure that the Broncos fucking win the penalty count fucking 15-8 at Suncorp. That's my one concern. And of course, you know, you've got the extra added rest for the Broncos. But yeah, I think the line should probably be like 5.5, I guess. So I don't know if you've seen like a hook 6.5. That would be ideal, I guess. I probably would play 6.5 with Manly, but yeah, I guess I can find reasons to play both sides. And of course, Suncorp, very home strong field advantage. Next up, we got the Rabbits +6 hosting the Dragons. 40.5 the total. This is actually probably going to be, well, it's going to be my favourite game to watch of the round anyway. And it could be my favourite side of the round as well. I do like the Rabbits in this one. We can actually get, the line is around 6 and it's moving to 5.5 in some places. I found Rabbits +7.5 on Will Hill at $1.80. That's in the pick your own line market. I think that's pretty good, getting that extra point above 6.5 as well. I think it was like, if that's gone, it's like $1.81 or something on Sportsbet +6.5. It's similar, but get that one if you can. Then, fucking, you'll like this one. Rabbits over 2.5 tries on Will Hill, $1.85. That is $1.60 on other sites, and it's no higher than $1.62 on any other site. It's $1.85 on Will Hill. Rabbits over 2.5 tries. And then I do think this line will come down a little bit. So I've done a mechanical Rabbits tries under 4. We can get that at $1.95. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to put 59% of our stake on under 4.5 tries on Sportsbet's alt try line. That's $1.62. And we're going to put the remaining 41% of our stake on under 3.5 tries. That's also in the Sportsbet alt try line. And that is $2.41. And that's going to give us total odds of $1.95. So if the Rabbits score under 4 tries, you're going to win at $1.95. And if they score 4 tries, you're going to get your money back.
Mate, this shit is hard enough. You can't be confusing people saying the wrong team. I assume you mean the Dragons.
Oh, shit. I don't know what's wrong
with the mechanical trial, but I can repeat that one, and I agree with those plays that you said. We definitely want to be. Dead. I had the same play for the Rabbitohs, +7.5, because I was looking for a +6.5, and they didn't have it on Will Hill. Went straight to 7.5, so $1.80. We're going to snap that up right now, and over 2.5 tries. Willie often makes mistakes, and we want to be capitalized on their on teams to score more than 2.5 tries when you get an underdog. And I think the Rabbitohs make this one close. Yes, I spoke before about a couple of teams. Some teams are, you know, resembling a MASH unit right now. Other teams are almost completely healthy, and you want to be betting on completely healthy sides. And I mean, as I say that, I realise the Dragons are also ultra healthy. Not a single key player injured, but neither have the Bunnies at this point. With Sam Burgess coming back into the team, that's going to lift them. They played really well last Friday night down in the Hunter. As we said, it's not an easy place to go in a win, especially by double digits. And I really think this Bunnies team is still a little bit of a secret, at least for one more week. If they win this game, they won't be any more. But I think they can absolutely give it to the Dragons. I think they can do a lot better than what the Storm did on Sunday. So, like all those plays, maybe I'll just repeat the Dragons one. How it works is you put 59% of a normal bet on under 4.5 tries by the Dragons at $1.62 in the Sportsbet alternate try lines. That's under total tries markets. And then you put 41% of a stake on under 3.5 at $2.41 in the same place. If it's under 3.5, you win. But if it's under, if they score four tries, you get your money back. So it will take five tries by the Dragons to beat you. And look, if the Dragons score five, with the way they kick and the way they take penalties, they're going to run up quite a big score. And if that's the case, then we're wrong on the game and we're not going to win. But we believe this game could be a lot closer, taking the two. And yeah, I don't see the Dragons getting over four. So I love that bet. And you mentioned getting plus 7.5 and getting the Rabbitohs over 2.5 tries are also the way to go. It's not a play against the Dragons because we respect them and our power ratings reflect now. They are as good as anybody in the comp. But this is about the Rabbitohs, again, making a statement with their strongest possible roster playing at home. And I think this is going to be a cracker.
Yeah, I do too. And just to reiterate, it does help to, well, it does pay to kind of search around for those try lines and the different prices. Because I know, you know, half a point or 1 point, you know, in a point spread is worth like 10 cents, depending. But half a try is worth a shitload. And just to tell you, I think, you know, Dragons under 3.5 tries on most places is $2.10. You know, and so if they score four tries, you lose. But if you just, you know, we're getting $1.95 for a flat four. That way you get your money back for four tries. And obviously, there's a lot less variance in terms of try markets than, you know, points and that sort of thing. But yeah, look, in my eyes, you know, when the season started, I said, you know, that the Rabbits were a better outfit than the Dragons. And, you know, I still think that they're fairly comparable, these two teams. So I do think the line's way too high. I just think that the Rabbits have been underperforming a little bit this year, but now they're fully healthy. And they have been underperforming a little bit because of injuries and that kind of thing. You know, that Burgess has gotten suspended not once, but fucking twice. You know, Reynolds is out for a little while. But the Dragons have been fully healthy all year long. And I think, you know, not necessarily they've been overperforming, but they have been performing at the absolute peak of their powers for the whole season. I do think it's a little bit of a letdown spot for the Dragons, especially. You go, you know, you host Melbourne. That's a huge game. You know they were up for that one and you saw it. They were fucking pumped for that game. And now you have to turn around and play the Rabbits. You will be a bit deflated and it probably won't be 100% max effort like it was last week against the Storm. So, look, I think these are fairly comparable teams, to be honest, now that the Rabbits are fully healthy. And to get, you know, well, the line's six in most places, but to get 7.5, that's huge. So I really like the Rabbits.
And that's not a crazy thing to say. These two teams played each other earlier this year and it was bloody close and it was a coin flip game in the end, come down to a misconversion by Dane Gagai, essentially. And Adam Reynolds got hurt in that game. I don't even think Sam Burgess played in that one. I think that was one that he missed as well. And the Bunnies hung with the Dragons the whole way. So now, full strength, of course, we believe they can do it again and we're getting too many points. Got to do it.
Too many points. All right, next up, to close out the round, Sunday Arvo, we've got the Raiders hosting the Sharks. The Raiders are 4-point favourites and 40.5 the total. I just didn't have enough time to prepare for this one, but I was trying to frantically search for Raiders players. I just did not have enough time because I was fucking doing the math on the mechanical Dragons try line. So, but I like the Raiders. I just don't have any players that I've found yet.
Yeah, I think that we will be taking the Raiders in this one. They are a team that is building momentum and they're a confidence team. So you don't worry about them having a win and necessarily playing flat the next week. It's more likely that when they lose, they ask questions all week and they turn up and lose again. And that's why I think they've started the season four straight losses. But now their year's back on track with a couple of wins in a row and impressive wins. And to win three in a row, but it catapults them right back into finals contention. And at home, that's what you have to do against the Sharks. You can argue they're missing the best two players. As crazy as that is to say, I don't know if anyone's calling Dugan one of their best two players, but he is up there in his ability to impact the game when he plays well. And Wade Graham, no question, is a hugely important second role for them. Gallen back from injury, but when a guy's in his first game back from injury, you can't expect him to be at 100% in terms of his contribution. They also do get back Bukoya, so the Sharkies are getting a little bit healthier. They impressed me last week. I got to admit, they were really good in the first 74 minutes against the Eels, and they looked a lot better in attack than they have in previous weeks. Chad Townsend had a much better game, as did Moylan, but still, the Raiders are healthier. The Raiders arguably are the slightly better side, if not probably equal to the Sharks. And the Raiders are at home and they really should be winning this game.
Yeah, I agree. And yeah, my one concern with the Sharks is obviously, like you said, they do get Gallen back. For some reason, like, you know, Gallen's one of those blokes. He's very, you know, he's got a lot of pride, that bloke. And he's, if anything, he's one of the guys that would come back early and be like, I'm going to fucking tough this out, even though he's not 100%. So that would be my concern if I am a Sharks fan. And you got Pacoya coming back from a fucking terrible virus where he's in hospital. So, you know, whether those two blokes are going to be 100% is yet to be seen. And obviously, like you said, they've lost a few other blokes as well. But the Raiders, yeah, they just keep rolling. And generally, I would be a bit concerned, you know, with taking the Raiders in this one, just from a situational spots perspective, because obviously the Raiders rolled last week and the Sharks had a phony close win where, you know, like you said, the Eels scored three late tries. But I do think the Raiders aren't going to be complacent here. They are a much better team at home than they are away from home. I think that down there at GIO, they probably do have a three and a half even point advantage. And I do think that this Raiders team is pretty much fully healthy now, much healthier than the Sharks, and they are the better team. So, you know, I'm not scared of laying points with a team like the Raiders, where if they get a roll on, they can blow a team out. So I think, yeah, they cover the four. I think that the Raiders could easily win this one by double digits, but I didn't find enough bets before the pod, unfortunately. But the good thing is, we will be releasing all of those in the app tomorrow morning. We'll put our heads together tomorrow morning, write out all the plays, and they'll all be posted in the Tripod app. And make sure you download that one, obviously, TRYPOD on the App Store and Google Play.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, we look out all day Wednesday after the team list get out Tuesday night, looking for potential plays, kind of which way we're going to be leaning, where we want to try and get any of our, you know, friends to maybe put a bet on for us or anything like that. But we don't want to be shifting any lines because we want to give out as many winners for people that tune in to watch us as we can. But if we look too early, sometimes these lines get snapped up, you know, a couple of hours later, and we can't give it out on the pod anyway. So we don't tend to look again until maybe 5 p.m. before we go live at 6. And sometimes you just get so down the rabbit hole looking at fucking, like alternate team try lines, and then you run out of time and you didn't get to find a play on every game. But that's what we do tomorrow, over even more time and over every market that's available on the NRL with the most trusted bookies in Australia. We find the best players that we can and we share them out. And this season, I think you posted our record, something like 57, 58%, which is actually below par for us, but still making a lot of money for people. And that's on, I don't even know, what have we must
we've got to be over 200 now. Yeah,
over 200 plays we've given out through the first 9 rounds. So let's just keep it rolling. We've given out a bunch tonight. Let me summarize what we've given out. I know people are hanging out for that. We've got the Cowboys. We already gave them out straight up to win the match. That was an early play. If you've got the Tripod app, you've got that one. If you didn't get it yet, take -1.5 on William Hill. Take them to win the first half at $1.82 on Sportsbet. Take them to win the second half at $1.88 on Crownbet. Take the Tigers under 18.5 team total at $1.80 on Ubet. Let me know if I miss anything. Next game, Parramatta under 18.5 team total at $1.90 on William Hill. Take the Dogs plus...
Hang on. Continue.
Thanks for that, mate. Take the Dogs plus 1 point in the first half at $1.90 and plus 1 point in the second half at $1.90, both on Crown. Take the Dogs to be leading at halftime or full-time at $1.83 on Sportsbet. Take the Dogs plus half a try. That's under, I think, main markets at $1.80 on 365. We moved.
I think it's under score. Score, I think.
Might be under score as well. Hard to find sometimes, but it's worth it because that's a winner. Roosters plus 2.5, $1.92 on Ladbrokes. We can get that same bet with the Roosters leading at halftime or full-time, $1.83 sports bet. We can also get the Roosters plus half a try. You love that. Both teams could score the same number of tries, but you could lose the game by 4 or 6 points with conversions and penalties. You get that at $1.85 on 365. And again, we'll take the Roosters plus 1 point in the first half and in the second half, both on Crown, both $1.95. We move along to the next game we've got best bets on is the Bunnies. Get them plus 7.5 on William Hill. That's in the pick your own line markets at $1.80. Get the Rabbitohs to score more than 2.5 tries at $1.85 under team total tries. And get the Dragons under flat 4 tries by putting 59% of your stake on under 4.5 in the alternate team tries. And under 3.5 tries, put 41% of your stake at $2.41. The previous one was $1.62. That's the effect of getting under 4 at $1.95. Did I miss anything?
No, that's it. And that mechanical one is on Sportsbet. And yeah, that'll do it for this week, guys. And even if, well, you obviously don't hate us if you're listening to this, but even if you don't follow our tips, fucking tell your mates to download the app, because like I said, this will be our last month, possibly for the year, of giveaways in the app. And we've got over $3,000 in bonus bets to give away by the end of the month. And we will be giving them all away. So yeah, even if you've got a fucking mate that doesn't bet that much, get him to download the Tripod app and he can fucking win himself $50, $100, $200 bonus bets for doing fuck all. So yeah, make sure you get the app. And yeah, we'll catch you at Sunday, 6 p.m. for a breakdown of hopefully what is another winning round of NRL. See you then, guys.
Thanks, lads.